Wow, this is going to be embarrassing. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you have ever drunk dialed somebody or you have a story, this is where you join in the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. It seems like everything nowadays is being used against people from their past. And I figure, you know what? I'm going to bring something up from my past so nobody can use it against me.
You're going to get in front of it?
Exactly. I'm going to do spin control here. There's audio from back in 2007, and I don't know what I was doing with my life. I just was like 21 or 22, and I had a crush on my buddy. His name was Eddie. His sister, Kelly, I really had a thing for her. I thought she was hot. She was really cute.
Yeah, everyone has that friend that has like a cute older sibling.
Exactly, and that's all it was. It was an innocent like, hey, she's hot, and she's still in the Army now. She's really high up there. But I don't remember the exact circumstances. I think we were at like a barn party, and we were playing beer pong and like flip cup, and I guess I got really, really drunk, and I drunk dialed her, and there's a voicemail.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Should I play this voicemail 1,000%,
audio? 1,000%, please.
I don't think it swears. I didn't really check it again because it's really hard to listen to, but this is me. Listen to how gone I was and this embarrassing drunk male voicemail that I left.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly, what's up? It's Joe.
Does that even sound like me?
Oh, my God.
I don't believe this is you.
Listen, I'll play it. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Here it is.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly, what's up? It's Joe. It's 2:15 in the morning.
See, so I'm kind of sober, 2:15 in the morning.
I love you, and we should get married.
Oh, my gosh.
This is not your
mortifying.
Voice.
It was. It was. I was really...
Your voice all of a sudden got way more high-pitched. What did you do? Do you reverse puberty?
No, if anything, it sounds like
it's deeper
now.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
yes, it does. Listen.
I don't know. I'm just going to see what's up. I hope you're having a good holiday. Give me a call back, though. I'm off till Monday. It's your other boyfriend. That I know you're engaged or whatever, but...
Oh, my gosh. You're not slurring at all, which I think is more embarrassing.
But I was gone, though.
Hey, it's me, Joe. I love you. Call me back soon. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
This is not you.
Alex, I swear to God, that's me. I was young. I was just 21 at the time. You don't think that's me?
That voice sounds deeper on the phone than it does now on the radio.
No, I think it sounds deeper now. He sounds so young there.
Hold on.
But it does sound like him.
You sound like you're 45 in that call.
What?
Alex, I was gone. Pork chop, please listen right here. Listen to this audio. Alex doesn't think this is me, and I'm admitting. I'm trying to get ahead of this before it ever comes out one day to bite me in the butt. I'm taking like ownership of it. This is me drunk dialing my friend's sister, who actually was engaged at the time, confessing my love for her.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly, what's up? It's Joe. It's 2:15 in the morning. I love you, and we should get married. I don't know. I'm just going to see what's up. I hope you're having a good holiday. Give me a call back, though. I'm off till Monday. It's your other boyfriend. That I know you're engaged or whatever, but hey, it's me, Joe. I love you. Call me back soon. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
That's not Joe, is it, producer Borg?
I think it's Joe.
It does not sound like you at all to me.
Ashley.
I don't think anyone listening believes that that's you.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. First things first, do you think that's me?
No.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
It sounds nothing like you.
Well, this is good if it ever tries to get used against me again. Now, do you have a story about a drunken dial?
Not a drunk dial, but a drunk experience.
Oh, okay. What happened?
So it was not long after my 21st birthday, and it was New Year's Eve, and I wanted to get drunk for the first time. So we went to a party out of state, and I got really, really drunk to the point where I passed out in the party's bathroom stall, and they had to come and get the security guard to come and get me and carry me out. But he was like, this isn't a normal drunk. This isn't a normal drunk. Like, I got drugged or something. But it was just really, really drunk. And my boyfriend at the time had to take me to the hospital. I threw up on him once they said...
Yikes.
Once, like projectile vomited.
Okay, we got you. We got you. Listen, it's bad enough.
After they said that they'd have to pump my stomach, and then so they didn't have to do that. And then my brother was there because they got panicked because he was there too. And they were all worried, and I was crying and freaking out. And to my boyfriend at the time, I was like, are we not going to be able to have drunk sex now? it was really embarrassing. And
what did you drink, Ashley? I'm always curious for when that happens to people. Do you remember what you had?
I have no clue. I honestly don't remember the night. It's
oh my
been
gosh.
Told to me.
Must have been tequila.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I will say I've never been so drunk that I've had to get my stomach pumped. I haven't ever
well,
had
that's
alcohol
good.
Poisoning.
That's,
yeah, lived. Me neither.
I've
no.
never had that happen.
I had a buddy of mine, his girlfriend broke up with him, and we had like a big party that same night. And he didn't keep it all, but his mom blamed me because he was like lifeless. He drank like a fifth and a half of, what is it, UV Blue or something?
Oh my gosh, he a just, fifth and a half?
Yeah, he just drank and drank. I didn't know this. We were having the party. I was right. the DJ because I had all the DJ equipment. And they're like, hey, your buddy, I'm not going to say his name, your buddy's like, he's not moving. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with him? So his mom got home just then.
Yikes.
We had to take him to the hospital. They had to pump his stomach. It's
oh
like, what
gosh.
A what a dumb
That's
thing.
That's another thing I don't like. Like if someone or like one of your friends drinks too much and then it lands on you and it's like, dude, I'm not their parent. I'm not just sitting there watching them monitoring how much they drink. If they get too drunk, yeah, I'll take care of them, but I'm not gonna like be sitting there counting their drinks. But I actually had a friend who went to a really prestigious college, and she drunk dialed her professor.
Oh no.
When she was drunk, it was right around finals of her junior or senior year in college, and she drunk dialed her professor's cell phone number because it was online on their online syllabus, and just went off and said how awful the class
oh,
was,
no.
how he was an awful professor, how no one liked him.
And what happened to her?
Failed the class.
Yeah, I think that she had to like meet with the dean and
Yikes.
Stuff.
I thought you were going to say that she propositioned him or something.
Well, she was on the tennis team too.
Did she get kicked off the tennis team?
I'm not sure if she got kicked off the tennis team or not. I mean, I'd be shocked if she didn't.
Because you always hear stories like when you're drunk, you're like, maybe she had the hots for this guy. She's
yeah.
like, hey, you're really hot. I got a thing for you. All right, hold on. What is this audio here, Porkchop? Porkchop says to play this audio. Let's see what this is.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, what's up? This is Joe. I love you. I love you. I love you. We should get married. I love you. I love you.
Wow.
I love you.
This
we should
romantic.
Get married. I hope you're having a good holiday. I love you. I love you. It's your other boyfriend. I love you.
Oh.
I love you. I know you're engaged or whatever.
Ugh.
I love you.
Yikes.
I love
man.
You. I love you. Call me back soon.
Sorry, Joe.
Well, thanks, Porkchop. Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Don't go nowhere.